Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up in the sky, I'm gonna get on MTV, mama. 1 hour from now, Mark Rippon joins the program. You know what Mark Rippon did? He got a Super Bowl MVP trophy.
Yeah.
Beamish got a ring.
Yep.
It's funny, when we were up in Jersey on Saturday, B had the ring out and about.
Oh, yeah. Got to make sure.
Yeah, let him know.
Yeah, let him know, bro.
Earl Forsey just tweeted something. At this point, we go around the room. I'm going to come to the phones. Phones remain open all hours. You don't have to worry about not getting on. You're going to get on. 7-2, and I'm aware of what happened in 96 when they finished outside of the playoffs, right? But that was very different. The playoffs, seriously, the playoffs have since been expanded also, which is worth pointing out. I'm kind of over the percentage chance to make the playoff discussion. Are you kind of over it?
I've been over it.
Like, they're going to make it. Like, and now I think it's like 94%. So I'm more focused on staying ahead of Philly, who all of a sudden has won a few in a row. And is all of a sudden playing pretty good football. I think the NFC East race is pretty compelling right now. The Cowboys are, I think, shot, but the Eagles are on a 4-game win streak. The issues, questions, whatever was going on with Sirianni seems to at least have quieted.
Mm-hmm.
Although yesterday, dude, they had a big lead. Jacksonville comes storming back, and if N'Kobe Dean doesn't make... You see that interception he made?
Nah.
Bro, it was a fantastic play for a safety, let alone a linebacker.
Uh-huh.
So Jacksonville probably... I don't know when, where they were on the field, but I'd say they were... If they weren't in the red zone, they were damn close. So I'm sure Philly still has its own quirks and you know, kind of issues to work through. But they got a lot of talent on that roster. I think that helps a lot. Yeah, so they were at the 13-yard line, down 5 when he threw the pick. So they were really in scoring position to maybe take the lead. But just on a personal level, I'm kind of done with the, oh, what are the Commanders' chances to make the playoffs? I think they're making the playoffs. And I think the conversation now isn't about it. We're in uncharted territory. I said this on NBC4 last night.
Mm-hmm.
We have to rewire our brains. And maybe you don't, Brian, because you played for them when they were winners like this. But for Landfill, who's younger than I am, like, we have to rewire our brains to accept, yo, this team is good, and the conversations are different now. Right? Landini, is it weird for you to accept?
It has been tough. Like you kind of mentioned earlier in the show, too, they've had a couple pretty, you know, successful by the standards of Washington seasons over the last 25 years, but all of those were somehow, you know, 5-6 12 weeks into the season, and you know, they go on a crazy winning streak at the end. The only time other than this that I remember the team just actually being good kind of at the beginning and the midpoint of the season was in 1999.
Yeah, that team was good.
I remember that team, Landfill. Yeah.
That team was legit. I just think the focus now is what does the rest of this season look like? How do they keep getting better? Who improves?
All right.
Who can come on? I still very much believe Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sennett haven't come close to their best football yet.
Luke had one yesterday.
He had an opportunity.
Yeah. But I see why Jaden didn't throw it, because the safety was coming over. Would have been a big hit, or possibly that, if the dude breaks on the ball, you don't know what could happen there. But the ultimate thing for me is
Jeff's got his helmet on.
I want them to basically, at this point, you're 7-2. Okay, let's erase that. We're 0-0. We got 8 games left. Let's have an above 500 record going forward. That's how you let you think about it. You can't do anything about 7-2 anymore. Let's think about what we got ahead of us. That's the approach they've taken in the first 9 games.
That's what they say week after week after week.
That's what they've done. So do this now. Hell, like Mighty Goldman, like we're 0-0 now. Let's go.
And that, getting to know him enough and listening to him talk, that is Jaden's mindset by a mile.
Yeah.
And it's the right way to be. Jeff, is this hard for you as you sit here with a Redskins helmet on and a Jaden Daniels t-shirt on? Do you have to recalibrate?
Helmet with his headphones over the helmet.
It's a hell of a look. I love it every week.
It's not hard for me at all, JP. I'm just enjoying the ride. You know, they didn't already exceeded my expectations and a lot of people's expectations on the season. I'm not even going to say the next sentence I was about to say. We ain't even going to put that in the air. But like I said, they didn't already exceeded my expectations. The only thing I could do is sit and take the ride and enjoy the ride.
Enjoy,
you know?
It, baby.
If we win, we win. We don't, we don't. But yes, I want us to go and really smack the Eagles and the Steelers next. It'll just be two big games.
Listen, man.
Two big games back to back.
There's a lot of talk about Pennsylvania and the importance Pennsylvania carries in our nation and how hard it is to get immediate results out of Pennsylvania. Washington got the Battle of Pennsylvania coming. The next 2 games. In the next 11 days, they got 2 games against the Eagles and the Steelers.
There you go, bro.
And if you can get through these, I even think it's like silly to try to put like what the numbers need to be, right? Because you get to the bye week, each game's its own entity. The Steelers ball club, I think, presents a lot of challenges. Highsmith and Watt off the edges are going to be something they haven't seen. Minka is a different dude. This is a serious challenge, and I think it's going to be just an awesome game.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get some calls here. Jeff, I'm not even doing a bit. Line 2, is that supposed to be Reese, or is that Reese? What do we got on line 2?
Reese's.
That was Landfill's doing.
Reese's Pieces.
It's Reese.
Reese.
From St. Mary's County.
Yeah.
IES.
Yeah, this is a lot going on here. Hello, Reese. What up?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How y'all doing?
We're good, great. Man. How are you?
All right. Hey, can I go on script real quick? I got a question.
Fire away, dude.
Now, you know how Jaden Daniels, his best friend, is number one on the Jazz, right?
Yeah.
I just got a question. Would you trade Allen Fords in the 3rd-round pick to get him from the Giants? Or was that too much?
You think the Giants are going to get rid of the guy they just drafted this year?
With all we giving them, yes.
I think we go off all that, we crazy. For one person?
Okay.
Nah.
That's a little nuts, but thank you for the call, Reese. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy.
Take care. You imagine sitting on hold for 45 minutes to ask that question? Kurt is in Ashburn. What up, Kurt?
Well, gents, I'm really happy about this. I've been a fan of the Washington team since 64. I'm older than amino acids.
Wow.
But I'll tell you. This is one of the best we've seen. And as far as a percentage, I'll go with Yogi, that 90% is mental and the other half is physical. No, seriously. 40, 40, and 20, offense, defense, special teams.
All right.
I went to the Super Bowl in 1983 with my best friend because we figured, you know, we may never make it here again. We better go now. And it was great.
Appreciate it, man.
All I got to say.
All right, bro. Appreciate you.
Great call. Thanks, dude.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks are excited, understandably, man. Dom is in D.C. What's up, Dom?
JP, B. Mitch, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
First, let me say, B. Mitch,
In my heart, you are a legend, my all-time favorite Washington player.
Thank you, man.
And JP, you are just on my Mount Rushmore Washington sportscast.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
B-Mitch, I got to apologize to you because when that whole rebrand thing went down and you said when they start winning, people ain't going to care what the name is.
Uh-huh.
I said, man, B-Mitch tripping. Now, I don't care what the name is. We're finally winning. I feel like most of the credit should go to Adam Peters because he went out and he got guys that were culture changers. But in that game yesterday, I would have to say that 50% to the offense, 50% to the defense. We are finding ways to win close games. And as you guys know, these are games we would have lost in the past.
Yeah. You know, the way the Giants played yesterday was very reminiscent of how Washington has played in the past, where it's like they have a good game plan early. A couple turnovers screw them up. They're trying to climb their way back in late. A couple things go wrong, and you're just short, right? Like, oh, man, but if they got that two-point conversion or they didn't – if they just kicked the field goal there, like all – when you start playing the what-if game and what Jaden has done, what Washington has done, what the staff has done is you stop playing the what-if game. It's just what actually happened.
There you go.
And it's pretty rewarding, man. Thank you, Dom. Appreciate the call, dude. Oh, go ahead.
My pleasure. You guys have a good one.
All right, Dom. Take care, man.
Thanks, buddy. Lot of fun going on the internet, just surrounding it. And for the folks that care, I'm not one, but I'm going to point this out. Caleb Williams in the last two games is completing 49% of his passes, averaging about .125 a game, no touchdowns, either on the ground or through the air. Been sacked 9 times, and the Bears are 0-2 in their last two games.
All right.
I don't feel the need to drag Caleb to celebrate Jaden. I imagine Jaden wouldn't either.
You can just talk about Jaden.
Since the Bears keep – the Bears fans, I guess, keep chirping at people –
they are trying to drag the guy that's playing well, which makes no sense to me.
Caleb might have also – I think he kind of hurt his ankle yesterday late in that game. The Bears, honestly, are pretty irrelevant to me. Yeah. If you want to focus on a team in the NFC North, focus on the Lions because that's who Washington's chasing. This may sound absurd to discuss, but for the one seed and the bye week in the conference – the only team that's ahead of Washington is Detroit.
Yeah.
Like, that's – we have to rewire our brains, man. Like, some dude on Twitter
– I don't think about it anyway.
I'm not saying you, but our listeners, a lot of people that care about this team, that's how they're convinced, like, oh, man, going up to the Meadowlands. I thought that was going to be a tough, close game. And in a lot of ways it was, but they were in control. Let's go to Super Dave is on the line. Hello, Super Dave. How do you do?
JP, B. Mitch, what up, though?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man, first and foremost, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say this team has exceeded everyone's expectations. The credit pie, I'm going to break it down for you and check this out. 50% got to go to the best duo in the NFL right now, and that's JD5 and Terry Scary Terry. You can't give me a better duo in the NFL right now than JD5 and Terry McLaurin. That's 50% of the pie goes to them. 25% of the pie, we're going to give it to the coaching staff. Y'all, we really need to start thinking about the awards for the year. Dan Quinn really should be nominated Coach of the Year. This team won 4 games last year, 4-13. We already 7-2 in the first half. So if we, you know, the next 8 games, if we go 4-4, we still finish 11-6. This coaching staff have came in and just tremendously turned this team around. I don't know how long we're going to hold on the cliff, but, man, we better enjoy this moment and enjoy this ride while we got it. 25% to that coaching staff. And the other 25%, B. Mitch, you got to agree with me. They got to go to the fan base, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the energy that we've been seeing lately, man, it's top tier. And I wanted to ask you a question, B. Mitch. I know it's kind of hard to compare that Super Bowl team to what we got going on right now, but just the energy in the city, can't you tell and feel it? Can you compare it to, like, when you played with the Hogs and the good years we had? Do you feel the energy is back in the city again?
I feel the energy has started to come back. It'd be hard for me to say anything was like that, though.
Yeah. I tell you what,
I feel extreme energy coming back because, believe me, it had left.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So
yesterday at Giants Stadium, Dave, thank you very much, dude.
Appreciate it, Dave.
Yesterday at Giants Stadium felt like FedEx used to feel. Like, it was just the apathy among those Giants fans. It was quiet and dispirited. But, B, I honestly think, one, I think you're seeing so much more Commander spirit. Like, this morning I was on Instagram, and just like a dude I haven't talked to in years, but we grew up, went to high school together, McCluskey, I see his, and it's just a picture of him and his son with a Redskins shirt on. Uh-huh. Like, and it just hail. Like, the energy is there. I think Sunday's game against the Steelers is a real opportunity, and I'm not going to knock anybody that sells their tickets, whatever. You make your own choices. This is America. Do your own thing. But, like, if it's back, let's let it be 60-40 Commanders fans. You know what I mean? Like, don't let the Steelers fans take over. And some of this is contractual ticket broker stuff that's been going on for years that you can't necessarily unwind contracts. I get all that. But, like, if you have the choice and you're thrilled that this team is 7-2, be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
Not everybody has a choice. There's a lot of things going on. But you have an opportunity to make a statement about being back. The Steelers fans will be everywhere.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah.
They live here. They're not driving from Pittsburgh. They live here. Then some of them still drive. But, like, if you want to celebrate that we're back and a lot of people really care about that stuff, prove it.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.